Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, I'm in fear that I'm going to jinx it, but I am going to say I believe spring is finally sprung.
Baltimore, you just never know, do you?
It's true.
Well, let's develop a new attitude toward wine these days. What do you say?
I think now that spring is sprung, I hope. Let's just look in, some nice, light, crisp white wines to sort of open the seasonal door. What do you think?
You're standing there looking at your daffodils. What do you want in your glass? It's that simple. You know, you want something light and beautiful, and I've got four here to recommend that I just really liked.
Awesome. Fire away.
Let's start from South Africa. This is a wine I discovered last year. I was very impressed with. House of Mandela.
Uh-huh.
Chenin Blanc. $13. Yes, it is from Nelson Mandela's family. And the wine is just it's just a lovely, lovely wine. And it's a Chenin Blanc, and it doesn't really resemble Vouvray all that much. It smells like yellow pears and mangoes. And the wine is just extraordinarily fresh with good acidity and bright fruit. And there's a good sweet lemon streak over top of this kind of tasty tart apple thing. And that trademark earthy minerals that you get from Chenin Blanc. So a lot going on here. Like I say, it doesn't really resemble Vouvray, but it is identifiable as Chenin Blanc.
Well, South African Chenin Blanc has been good for a long time.
It has been, and they're doing very well. Here's a wine that really knocked me out. It's Domaine Paul Blanc, Pinot Blanc. This is from Alsace, 2014. $14 for this one. And it's explained because it's Pinot Blanc, which people kind of think is an afterthought.
Right.
And I don't have a whole lot of respect for it. Ordinarily, this one just blew me away. I got to tell you, it has a pretty nose, very fresh floral with notes of sweet pea and lemon blossoms. And the wine is much richer than most Pinot Blancs, which is something that really, really impressed me. There's really nice acidity. The fruit is very bright. You've got Meyer lemons, green pears, kind of a nice contrast between bitter and sweet going on, and always a touch of minerality. Finish was clean and lengthy, and it's just, I think it's an excellent aperitif wine, or have it with any kind of light seafood that you want. We know Dr. Ernie Lucen, one of the great, winemakers in Germany. He's got a bottling out called Lucen Up. Hear that, pirates out there?
I do.
It's a Riesling from the Rhine-Hessen, 2012, 1150. And this is just an attempt to defrumpify.
Defrumpify German Rieslings?
That's right. That's right. You know, none of these fancy arcane labels.
Right.
Just really nice Riesling. I don't know. It's sort of a cabinet level, which means there's a bit of sweetness to it. The aroma shows a little bit of that old kerosene thing that, for lack of a better word,
right,
along with some apple notes. It's really not a bad wine at all. And I thought it was really decent. And for that price, go out and look at the daffodils, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
Sean Miner is a name I've really come to respect. Here's a California negociant who, buys up juice and finishes it. His Sauvignon Blanc from 2013 at $12 was just wonderful. This is a grassy style of Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
And it starts on the nose, which has notes of warm hay, cut grass, and flowery lemon. And all this follows in the palate with lots of grassy, lemony flavors. There's also a touch of green apple to go along. And what you get is a very lovely and actually plump Sauvignon Blanc that I thought was delicious. Go out and try these. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.